This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The top of the program today was mostly global economy stuff, right? Climate change, currency markets, a Dell, which is really only a little bit of a stretch. One of the few countries left almost entirely out of that economy is North Korea, under third-generation dictator Kim Jong-un. The BBC's Stephen Evans is back not too long ago from a trip to the North Korean capital, so we called him up to talk about it a little bit. Stephen, good to speak with you.
And you too.
The plane lands at the airport in Pyongyang. I imagine you get on a tour bus. What do you see as you drive to your hotel, I guess?
First of all, you see a very, very modern airport. They've built a sparkling new airport, and you don't build airports unless you want people to go through them. They want people there because they want hard currency. They want to open out their economy, but they don't want to open out the minds of their people, if you like. And that's the dilemma they've got. The second thing you see is the darkness. Everybody says there is that classic photograph of this part of the world, East Asia, from space, and you see the darkness of North Korea. But it is still pretty amazing when you see the glimmer of the odd light, but not much more. And that tells you they're not brimful with electricity. There is a power shortage there.
Are there signs of, I guess, private capitalism, right? I mean, people adapt in situations like this. They create their own markets. Do you see any of that? Did you see any in Pyongyang or outside of town?
It's quite hard to actually see it, but all the authoritative accounts say that markets rise on street corners and people trade. There was a very big famine, serious starvation in the 90s. And the way the people got round that to the extent that they could was by growing their own stuff and trading. So you get a sense, a real sense of an economy which is certainly way beyond starvation. You see odd little signs of growth. On apartment blocks, for example, you see solar panels. And that's because the shortage of electricity means that people somehow buy solar panels from China, that porous border with China, and make their own electricity. They literally take power into their own hands.
That's a good line. The trade that the Chinese have made, for instance, with their people is we'll give you economic freedom if you give up some measure of political control. That's changing now. Is there any hint of that arrangement in North Korea?
There isn't really. Everybody says, you know, the deal might be, like with China, we, the Communist Party, keep tight control, but you can have all the goodies you like. You can have pretty vibrant capitalism. There is no real sign that Kim Jong-un wants to go in that route. And that's maybe because he fears if you open it up to capitalism, would North Koreans start saying, well, you know, we're starting to get the living standards that they've got. Maybe we want the political conditions that they've got. So there is no sign of it. But Kim Jong-un is in his early 30s, and he might be thinking, can I ride this thing out? Maybe change has to come. So you simply don't know when and if that regime in Pyongyang is going to collapse.
Steve Evans, back not too long ago from a trip to North Korea. He is the BBC's Korea correspondent. We got him in Seoul. Steve, thanks very much.
My pleasure.